هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Today we're joined by Paul Nicholson from the Royal Botanic Gardens in Sydney. Paul has been part of the gardens since 1993, beginning his career as a horticultural apprentice and going on to work as a horticulturalist, plant expert and curator. In our conversation today, we'll take a look at the history of the botanical gardens in Sydney, which dates back more than 200 years, and explore its role in Sydney, and with spring approaching, and why spring is such a wonderful time to visit. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Paul. The Royal Botanic Garden Sydney is more than 200 years, as mentioned above. Could you briefly tell us how it began, please?
Sure. So we are the oldest botanic gardens in the country, and the gardens were set aside from land known as the Domain. The Domain was land set aside in 1792. In 1816, the fifth governor of New South Wales, Lachlan Macquarie, set aside a small area of the governor's domain to be the original footprint of the botanic garden. So that was 1816. And then in the 1830s, more land was given to the botanic gardens close to the water. Mm-hmm. And then at other periods, including in 1883 and then 1916, more land was added to the Royal Botanic Gardens Sydney. And we're now part of a network of botanic gardens, which is called the Botanic Gardens of Sydney, that includes two other sites. But the Sydney footprint started in 1816.
What role does the garden play in Sydney today?
It plays many different roles. So we are a scientific organisation. So the gardens is chiefly responsible for understanding the flora of New South Wales and conserving that flora and partnering with other scientific organisations in the country and around the world. Mm-hmm. But as a garden or as a collection of living plants, it creates really an oasis in the centre of Sydney. I mean, we have more than 5 million visits a year. We get people from overseas who arrive by boat at the overseas passenger terminal. And then we get thousands of people from the city just coming into the gardens during their lunch hour. So in a way, we do provide that oasis, but we also provide an entry point for people to learn about the world's plants and sometimes just be amazed by flowers, by scent, and by some of the weird and wonderful plants that they'll find growing in the Royal Botanic Garden Sydney.
As you know, spring is here. What changes can visitors expect to see?
So at the moment, if you were to enter the gardens near the Opera House, paper daisies are just opening this week, and also big areas of kangaroo paw are in flower. So if you're entering the gate near the Opera House, you'll see some beautiful Australian native mm-hmm. plants that flower in the springtime. If you come further into the gardens near our visitor centre, where our daily guided walks leave from, and near our restaurant, you can see the spring walk. So it's been cultivated with spring flowering plants since 1855. And one of the feature plants of the spring walk are the wisterias. So there are more than 20 different kinds of wisterias down the spring walk, and they're also just coming into flower. So beautiful, fragrant purple, pink and white flowers. And just up the hill from there is our oldest macadamia tree, which is Macadamia tetraphylla, or the rough-shelled macadamia, and it's in full flower. So it smells incredible. It's like a cascading waterfall of small pink flowers just near the spring walk. And the spring walk also has different annual flowers, annual bulbs, some rhododendrons, as well as more unusual spring flowering plants from all around the world.
So lots of flowers and lots of beautiful scents in the gardens.
Absolutely. Lots of flowers, lots of scents, and lots of bees. So lots of native bees, Tetragonula, very small little bees that look a little bit like flying ants. And then, of course, lots of European honeybees. We have some European honeybee hive on site, and we also harvest that honey to sell to the public. And really, for your listeners, one of the best ways to find out more about botanic gardens is to join one of our daily guided walks. They leave from the visitor's centre in the heart of the gardens every day at 10:30. you can book online, or if there are places and you just turn up, you can join that walk mm-hmm. with one of our volunteer guides to find out more about what's flowering in spring.
So we've just spoke about walks and all that. My next question is, how important is the garden to the well-being and recreation of Sydney's communities?
Well, I think it's vital. I think for a lot of people, access to green space can be limited. And we know more and more, particularly as we come out of COVID, that access and spending time in nature and spending time in green spaces is super important to people's well-being. I mean, I think about people in the city who've been sitting at a computer in an air-conditioned office for 4 or 5 hours, the opportunity to get out into not just a garden, but a garden with, you know, more than 23,000 different kinds of plants, with lots of little microclimates, lots of little nooks and crannies. And even though it's a well-visited garden, you can arrive in different parts of the gardens and still have that immediate contact in nature, which can still be a quiet and reflective space. So I think from that perspective, it's really important. Plants are essential to life, and the Botanic Gardens is really here to ensure that the diversity of plants in Australia and in the world continues to survive and thrive, because plants provide so many services to people. Gardens help with well-being, but plants help provide the oxygen we breathe and the food and materials that we use in daily life.
How does the garden help protect Australia's plant species for future generations?
Yeah, so the Botanic Gardens has a number of research units within the garden. So we have a RESA unit, and they're really all about ensuring that we can conserve and restore wild landscapes in New South Wales and around Australia, and particularly that some of those critically endangered landscapes and critically endangered species, that we understand the current genetic diversity and we plan for the future. Whenever we're doing restoration plantings, that we're planting genetically diverse species that have the best chance of surviving into the future. We also have our Plant Bank facility, which is part of the Botanic Gardens of Sydney, based at the Australian Botanic Gardens, Mount Annan, near Narellan. And there we have millions of seeds of endangered New South Wales plants, New South Wales plants, and plants from all around Australia. So we're banking those seeds so they can be used for those restoration projects, and so that we ensure that we have the genetic diversity of those plant species into the future. And then we have the National Herbarium of New South Wales, which holds 1.4 million dried plant specimens. That's where our evolutionary botanists, where our taxonomists work, so that we understand Australian plants, how their distribution has changed over time, and very importantly, to understand what plants from other places might be becoming weeds and how we can understand those weeds and hopefully control them into the future.
Paul, spring is a particularly exciting time at the Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney. What activities and experiences are coming up this spring, and what can visitors, including families and children, look forward to?
Okay, so we've got our daily guided walks. Mm-hmm. We also will have school holiday activities coming up in the Royal Botanic Garden Sydney over 2 weeks. And again, on the website, you see a range of those activities, including finding out more about the wildlife in the gardens, perhaps doing a spotlight tour at night. We also have a special trail for children, and that's based on a book that was published recently, which features different plants in the gardens. It was published by Courtney Act or Shane Jennick. Mm-hmm. And kids can come in, they can get the trail from the calyx, and then they can work their way through the gardens, getting stamps at different plants throughout the gardens. When they finish their trail, go to the shop, get a sticker, and get 10% off items that are available in the shop. Our calyx horticultural display area will be reopening on the 9th of September, and we'll have a brand new green wall or vertical garden. Mm-hmm. And during the school holidays, we also have story reading within the calyx, also led by our volunteers. We also have our bush tucker tours that happen on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and our harbour heritage tours. So there's a range of different activities. We also have gallery spaces in the garden. So we've got a wonderful new exhibition opening Saturday, the 5th of September at the Garden Gallery. And we have an interesting exhibition at our Victoria Lodge Cottage, which looks at the convict heritage of a particular family with illustrations and artworks inspired by their search. So Saturday, 5th of September, in the Garden Gallery, which is accessible through reception to the Botanic Gardens. You can find out all about that. And if people want to go a little bit further, at the Australian Botanic Gardens, Mount Annan, the 4th of September, our Paper Daisy Spring Festival begins. So there's an area about half the size of a football field cultivated with Australian daisy flowers. It looks amazing. And during September, we have food stalls, coffee stalls. We have activities for kids on the weekend. We'll have music on the weekend. And so that garden is accessible off Narellan Road. If you're driving from the Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney, it's about a 45-minute drive.
Paul, for someone who has never visited the gardens, why should they come this spring?
They should come to see the flowers, smell the flowers, and explore this incredible garden that's been around for more than 200 years by Sydney Harbour. So there are fantastic views to the Opera House, fantastic views to the Harbour Bridge, and you're surrounded by more than 23,000 different species of plants.
Paul Nicholson from the Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish and all the best.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebenia Khabinifsina, SBS Kurdi, Lisar Facebook, Bishobina.